I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's Supreme Court says six-term U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn did not collect enough valid voter signatures to qualify for June's primary ballot. The court yesterday reversed a lower court ruling in a lawsuit challenging the validity of voter signatures. The Secretary of State's office approved the ballot petition last month. Five Republican voters in Lamborn's Colorado Springs-based district sued, claiming seven circulators who collected signatures were not Colorado residents. Coastal communities across the country are suing oil companies for contributing to climate change. Now a lawsuit in the landlocked interior joins the list. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
At the heart of the lawsuit is this realization that climate change is expensive. For example, wildfires and floods have been getting worse.
To fight a wildfire, we are looking at least $200,000 a day.
That's Amy Markwell, the attorney for San Miguel County, Colorado. She says taxpayers are footing the bill right now for these increasing costs. Now, her county has joined with Boulder County and the city of Boulder to sue ExxonMobil and Suncor Energy.
We've been trying to get ahead of the game and trying to reduce our own impacts to the climate, but the damages are just, they're getting worse, and they're expected to get worse.
The communities estimate that in the next 30 years, they'll have to pay $100 million to deal with the effects of climate change. Suncor and Exxon did not respond to interview requests. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.